This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats accused President Trump Wednesday of designing a corrupt scheme to pressure Ukraine into investigating his leading 2020 election rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more on the impeachment proceedings.
Democrats say there is even more evidence to be uncovered, but failed in their initial attempt Tuesday to force Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to call witnesses at the beginning of the trial. McConnell said no decision about witnesses until opening arguments are over, but could end up bowing to the majority of Americans who want witnesses called. Marathon day of arguments against Trump appeared to change few minds. Trump's lawyers set to begin their defense Saturday, but the president's allies are already accusing Democrats of using the impeachment process for political gain. Democrats have two more days for their opening arguments, but a battle over allowing White House officials to testify in return for the testimony of former Vice President Joe Biden is already brewing. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations as well as canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like virus. Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency. Dr. Michael Ryan is the head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program.
The primary issue is to limit human-to-human transmission, to reduce secondary infections, especially amongst close contact and particularly in healthcare environments. We need to prevent transmission through amplification events and super-spreading events, and obviously prevent further international spread.
So far, 17 people have died of the virus, with hundreds of others sickened. This is VOA News.